crazy, does it?
Hello, this is Jill Yum with BeanTunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We are back. It is a new week, Sunday at 2 p.m. I'm so glad that you guys are here listening to my show yet again. I know I said that I would have a guest this time around. I lied. I'm sorry. She actually has work, my friend, and we did not coordinate that. So there will be a guest next week. I'm not promising that because there probably won't be because I'm terrible at coordinating things, but I have the intention of having a guest next week. But this week, the theme of the show is people watching. And this is going to sound like really emo and terrible, but that's the theme of the show because sometimes when you're at school, you sort of feel like you are people watching and you sort of feel like you don't actually go to the school because going to college is surreal and you're in your, you know, 19s or 20s and feeling like, you know, whatever. So basically that's the theme of the show. As you know, if you've listened to my show before, I never stick to the theme, or it seems really unclear why the theme is the theme. It's just a vibe. It's just how the songs feel to me. So I started off a little early today because the studio was empty. I played Sunday Morning, More of the Same, and the last one that I just played was Easy by Molly Birch. Love Molly Birch. That one is just such a great one. Sort of obsessed with that one. So, yes, I will keep us going this afternoon with one from Tennis. Tennis, I've played before on the show. Also love Tennis. This one's called In the Morning I'll Be Better.
Cares away.
Hello guys, I'm back. This is Jill, your DJ for this afternoon. And that was one called Ticatone by Film. I don't really know how to say this artist's name, I'll be honest with you. But it's funny because that song is sort of the inspiration for the rest of the show. I think the way that I sort of come up with my list of songs to play is like one song I have to play on air per week. I don't know, actually, I think I found this song like last week. What's funny is that it's like sort of definitely an interlude. It's not really like a full thought or a full song. It's only like a minute and 44 seconds, but I really like the sound and I feel like it represents the theme pretty well. Maybe you disagree, but I think that it feels like sitting on like the side of a canal and sitting on like and having a little picnic. I don't know, but it feels like watching people like pass you by. So that's the inspiration for the show. And I'm going to keep us going today with another one that I actually just like don't know the artist at all. I think what I've been doing a lot these days is listening to artists like one of their songs and then not really knowing the rest of the artist. And it's funny because a lot of them are like not complete songs or not like big songs. So it's funny that they can sort of come to represent the whole artist for me. And that I don't know the rest of like the album that accompanies the song, which is just, I guess, I don't know. We were talking about that in this class that I'm taking, and that like now people listen to songs without listening to a complete album, or people listen to one song from an artist, and don't really like see the rest of what the artist creates. So, I've been thinking about that and how maybe that's a bad thing for my music consumption because, you know, I listen to, you know, how my parents listen to music. They found full albums. They would go to a record store, test out some like records and then, you know, buy something and commit to it by buying to the album. But I just get to, you know, click my little buttons on Spotify or listen to my Discover Weekly and find songs. So I don't know. What is that doing to music? I actually want to hear your feedback, believe it or not. I'm not just going to talk at you for an hour. So feel free to call in. Talk to me about how you feel about listening habits now. Or you can just talk to me about whatever. Talk to me about the theme, about your day. I'd love to hear about your day as well. You can call in at 855-915-9636. The number is 855-915-9636. Please call in. I haven't had a caller in so long, and I'd really love to have one. It was a lot of fun last semester when my friends would call in. We had like some really, you know, silly little segments of us just talking. So if you want to call in and say your little silly little bit, I would love to hear it. And I'm sure the greater Somerville, Medford area would also love to hear it. So please call in. This next one is from Dominique Dumont. It's called People on Sunday. See, people watching. I'm sticking to the theme, guys. Okay, so watch me. Okay, well, enjoy this one. Thank you. Hello guys, I'm back on air, and this time I actually have a guest. This is very exciting. I have my friend Julian on the line, so I'm gonna go ahead and let him introduce himself. Julian, can you introduce yourself? Oh, did we lose him? Maybe we lost him. I think we lost our phone guest. Well, that is a bummer. Maybe after the next song, I'll have him back on. But that was one song from The Flaming Lips called Mr. Ambulance Driver. I was going to play another song by The Flaming Lips. Sorry. Actually, I'm not going to apologize for that. Okay? Julian was just listening to me talk on air, and he was saying it just like sounds like you're speaking to yourself alone in a room, which is true. I am speaking to myself alone in a room, but I try to make it sound like I'm speaking to you guys. So imagine me in your living room speaking to you right now, okay? This next one is another one from The Flaming Lips. It's called Feeling Yourself Disintegrate. And this one is just great for me to be dramatic. You know what I mean? So hopefully by the end of the song, I'll get Julian back on the line and we'll have a conversation with him after. But in the meantime, I hope you enjoyed this song. And then we'll be back. All right. See ya. have a guest on air right now. His name is Julian, and he should be joining us. Julian, can you introduce yourself? No! Okay, wow. Okay, wow. Let's see if this works. I'm going to try something. All right, seems like we officially lost our guest. This is deeply disappointing. This is going to be so fun, I promise. I literally have lied to you so many times, and I'm deeply sorry. I don't deserve a spot on the radio anymore, but alas, here I am. That one was Feeling Yourself Disintegrate by The Flaming Lips, and this next one is called Broadcast, or actually it's by Broadcast. Wow, it's called Message from Home by Broadcast. That goes to show how much I'm paying attention this afternoon. I hope you enjoy this next one, and we'll see. We might try the calling thing again, and we might just give up, because that's how I roll, okay? So, here's this next song.
You kept the note that I left for
Hello, guys. I'm back on air. Guess what we're trying to do again? We're going to try to bring Julian back on air. I know you didn't believe I would try, but I am. Okay, so here he is. Julian, can you hear me? Guys, this is so sad. No. Okay, we really did try. We tried so hard, and it's just not going to happen today. Turns out I don't know how to use the studio at all. So, this was deeply disappointing, but here we are. I'm back on air, so now it's time for me to read a PSA out of disappointment. Just to bring us back, you know, to bring up the mood, because I know we all love PSAs. And it's also at the halfway mark of the show, so that's what I usually do. This one is called Don't Drink and Drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right. Sounds like for the rest of the show, I'm not going to try again, because this has been really sad. And hopefully someone can teach me how to pick up the line and put someone on air, because clearly that's something that I've forgotten. So we will figure that out for future shows, or have someone come in person, because I can figure that part out. So that one was from Broadcast. It was called A Message from Home. And this next one is from a personal favorite, Krangbin. I don't know. It's embarrassing that I don't know. Everyone says something different. So this one is called The Number 4 from their album, The Infamous Bill. Came out in 2014. This next one, I hope you like. Let's not say enjoy again, because I keep saying that before I play a song, and it's like not okay anymore, because I need to stop doing that. So this is The Number 4 by Krangbin. Thank you.
Não há You didn't teach me, I taught myself through you. You didn't heal me, but I healed from the things that you do. We didn't want each other, baby. We wanted something so much more. To feel the rarest of feelings, that which opens all doors. Don't shut them all too quickly, there might not always be more. I'll spread your love so thickly, so I can reminisce some more. Even if we're done for, it's not all the time. No, not all the time. Only when I can't breathe. Only when I wanna believe. Only when it's late at night. Only when I don't feel right. Only seven words I say to you, one by one. I love you, and you have to know. If I could change how I'm insane. Starting to hurt, and I know you moved on, telling everyone how I done you so wrong. Can't scratch a beast, my words that made you bleed. Now I fade. 7 words are no longer mine. Who am I but a stranger took you down? It's starting to burn.
Hey guys, I'm back. That was the last song of the hour, unfortunately, but I will be back next week, so make sure to tune in. Hopefully I'll figure out the phones by next week, or I'll have a guest in person, but you never know. We'll see if I can pull that off. That one was 7 Words by Wise Blood off of her album Front Seat to Earth. Wow, I just totally forgot that album name. One of my favorites, Wise Blood. Unfortunately couldn't see her live in Philly because of COVID, but hopefully she'll be back in Boston doing another tour, maybe. Again, like I said, this is the end of the show. This has been BeanTunes Radio, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. At the top of the hour, look forward to a new radio DJ who just joined me in the studio. And I hope you guys will tune in again next week for my show. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of your afternoon, not evening. And I'll see you next week. All right, peace.